What a night we've got. Twilight cricket at the SCG and then Sydney FC against Western Sydney coming up as well on Saturday. And joining us is Mark Rudin from Fox, of course, with the big A-League coverage. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Very well indeed. There's nothing like a sort of home class battle, and these are the two Sydney teams. Many just say, bring it on.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I guess, you know, it'd be all that more enticing if the Wanderers had picked up a few more points at this time of the season. But nevertheless, it's still going to be an absolute humdinger. Yeah, Allianz Stadium, I believe, always holds makes the derby somewhat more special, only because the old Kurtec only held about 20 to 22,000. Every time it's been at Allianz, it's been a full stadium, it's been a full house. And the noise and the colour is just something superb. And there's a lot of people who enjoy different codes that I speak to really want a ticket to that particular game. And this week will be no different.
Now, Mark, this is a conversation we're going to have every week until Sydney FC actually lose. When will they lose? We've got a market to when their first loss will be, and we've got round 17 against the Victory, which is on Australia Day, the $3.30 favourite, and then on the next line of bettings, this week's game against the Wanderers, which is at $4.50, which is the Wanderers' price. And we've also got them $13 to remain unbeaten, rounds 1 to 27. What chance, in your opinion, are they of remaining unbeaten over 27 games? I mean, we're talking Arsenal back in, 2004, the Invincibles. Can they do something similar?
Oh, look, they can. No one's suggesting they can't, particularly no one in the Sydney FC camp. But it's very unlikely, particularly with the restrictions that we have in our league, i.e. salary cap. Teams playing each other three times, which means once they start playing each other the second and third time, they've done their homework. And, this is going to be an interesting time now, I believe, from the halfway point onwards. I mean, Ryan Grant, for one, is 1 year low card away from suspension. He's arguably been the best fullback in the competition. Then you've got Sebastian Rolle, who's gone down with an injury. But we've made German leading our shores to take up an opportunity in Korea. So, all of a sudden, things are starting to go against Sydney FC in that regard. I mean, I think $13 is quite short, to be honest, because it's been, never in the history of the competition have we seen anything like this. So you guys got to put your markets or change those prices, because there's not many takers, I believe, unless you're a Sydney FC fan at $13. It'll be almost remarkable and unbelievable and a bit of a miracle if they were to achieve an unbeaten season. Look, they're going to be beaten when, I don't know. But I can't see them going through the whole season without a loss. I mean, even you've got to look back to last week. It was first against second last. They're 2-0 up, and they allowed the Mariners to get back into the game, and the Mariners could have easily have won that as well. That's how close it can be, you don't have to draw a line for the stand to know that the difference between a defeat and a win in the competition is very fine. So I'm not going to put a time frame on it. I mean, there's a lot of people out there who are thinking that the Wanderers can well do it this week. I think their biggest test will be the Victory, as you mentioned, next, I think it's in a couple of weeks' time on Australia Day, the Big Blue. The Victory are in fine form themselves. So that's going to be, for me, the real test of Sydney FC.
And the Wanderers are out to break a 3-year winless streak against Sydney FC this weekend. Now, on a global scale, Mark, 48 teams to contest the World Cup from 2026. This has been the big story in football this week. Everyone's got an opinion on it. What is yours?
There's good and bad to it. The good thing is that us Australians only have to look back to find out how tough it was for us to qualify for a World Cup. It took a generation for us to qualify until the rules changed. We went into the Asian Confederation, which allowed an extra spot up for grabs. We did finally do it against Uruguay in the old format, but still, since we've been in Asia, we've qualified for every World Cup. Now, nations like ours, the smaller nations, would appreciate a bigger tournament. Does it devalue the competition as a whole from a global perspective, as you ask? Yes, it does. I'm not going to deny that. I mean, those extra teams, some of them will be warranted. You'll still have a normal big powerhouse of world football qualifying, but it's the smaller nations who are going to be there. And I guess if you're a fan watching the World Cup, we've all grown up on World Cups, whether you're a fan of the game or not. Every 4 years it comes around, you're glued to your TV set, so you take an interest in the sport. I just think it's not going to be as good. I mean, there are going to be games where people are just not going to turn up or not really care, because some of the teams that have qualified You know, it used to be a really prestigious event. You know, it used to be quite difficult to take part in it and to qualify for it. You know, I've heard people talk about, you know, how the qualification process is going to be for us here in Australia anyway. I mean, now they're talking about it going from, I think, 4.5 spots to something like 6.5 spots in Asia. So we're almost guaranteed to be there every time. And what does that mean for a Socceroos supporter? I mean, the diehards will still turn up, but really it's almost going to be a dead rubber. You know we're going to be there and get there. So, yeah, there's two ways of always looking for it. The smaller nations and you know, FIFA is a pretty big organisation, and money talks, and it has for a long time as far as that organisation is concerned. I mean, I heard a quote from one of the executives saying, if we're in the 21st century now, if we kept thinking about and not moving forward, we'd still have a 16 competition as they started, and you know, we need to continue to develop the game. So I guess that's a pretty important factor for the game. But like I said, I think it devalues the World Cup somewhat.
Okay, we'll wait and see how it plays out. Mark, just wrapping it up, who wins Saturday night, mate?
Sydney FC. I can't go past them.
Yep.
You know, at the start of the season, I tip them to win the whole thing. And, yep. You know, so far it's looking okay. I just can't see the Wanderers beat them on home soil.
Tomorrow morning on BSB Extra, Brandon O'Neill, one of our regulars on the program, will join us on Match Eve. We're looking forward to chatting with him tomorrow. Mark, good luck on the weekend. Thanks for joining us, mate.
Good on you, guys. Anytime.
Thanks, Mark.
Mark Rudin there from Fox Sports. And the market clearly tells us that Sydney FC, as you've explained there, Jared, will start a short price favourite.
$1.67, Andrew. Wanderers $4.50. The draw $4. All the money for FC.